You fell victim to one of the classic blunders. The most famous is never get involved in a land war in Asia, but only slightly less well known is this. Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
Episode 508 of Diz Runs Radio is a quick tip episode. Today's quick tip, look back before looking forward. Hey guys, real quick before we dive into today's episode, just want to give a quick shout out and a quick thanks to Health IQ for once again sponsoring today's episode, and have a little quiz for you. Actually, it's more of a did you know type of factoid issue. But one of the cool things about Health IQ before we get into the did you know is that they have a whole host of health quizzes and tips and things like that on their website. So, you know, when you're looking at the possibilities of life insurance and things of that nature, you can take a bunch of quizzes and learn some things about diet, nutrition, whole areas or whole host of areas about, you know, different components of your health. But did you know, here's the little factoid, that as runners and really anybody who engages in regular levels of physical activity, we are associated with or have, you know, can have reduced risks of cancer. You know, it's one of those things we at least I don't know, maybe not you, but I think of running and the health benefits of running often to be in terms of, you know, kind of cardiovascular health, weight loss, weight management, things of that nature, bone strengthening, some muscle strengthening issue or strengthening benefits. But I don't often think about the cancer reduction rates and some of the other benefits, health benefits that running can do. Brain health is one that also comes to mind that isn't top of mind, but I've heard research on that as well. But up to 20% risk of cancer incidence, of at least 7 different types of cancer and 7% overall risk reduction of cancer just by being a runner, just by being active. And it's those type of benefits that running has that, has, you know, caused Health IQ basically to work with life insurance companies to, you know, basically offer us reduced rates for life insurance premiums, simply because we're active, simply because we're runners. So if you need to add some life insurance coverage to whatever you currently have, you know, in your portfolio, I can't encourage heading over to Health IQ enough and getting a quote and talking to an agent and seeing what might be available and what might fit in your budget. You're going to get a better price there than you're going to get anywhere else shopping around to any other life insurance, you know, places that offer life insurance. So healthiq.com/dizruns is the link to make sure that we get a little credit here. But just go to healthiq.com anyway, take some quizzes, talk to an agent, get a quote, get some information, see if you might qualify. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say you probably will, but you know, can't guarantee anything, but get over there, check it out, and let them know that you heard about it here on Diz Runs Radio. But for now, getting into the topic of the day, the importance of looking back, the importance of reflecting on the year that was before moving forward. And while this is timely for right now, because we're at the end of 2017, so those that listen to this shortly after its release, you know, it's going to be right around the change of the calendar from 2017 to 2018. But this really is relevant for any time. You know, at the end of a training cycle, at the end of maybe coming back off of an injury, or after a good race, bad race, whatever the case might be, there's a lot of benefits of looking back before we decide what we want to do going forward. And that sounds maybe sounds a little bit ridiculous. There's a lot of quotes. If you do a Google, you know, image search for past future quotes, I searched that this morning. There's a lot of things like, you know, who cares about the past? The past is in the past. All that matters is looking forward. All that matters is the future. But, I disagree a little bit. I recognize that we can't change our past. So, you know, if you had an injury in the past, if you had a bad training cycle, a good year, bad year, whatever, there's nothing we can do to change that, obviously. But the reason that it's important, the reason that I would encourage you, you know, like I said, right now, looking forward to a new year or whenever, anytime, coming off of a training cycle, just getting back into the sport, deciding to start training for something, for, you know, for a dedicated race training cycle for the first time in a while, whatever the case might be, before you start going forward too much, take a look back, take a look in the rearview mirror, because you can learn a whole lot from looking at what happened in the past. There's also some quotes, if you dig a little bit deeper in that past and future quote search that talk about how, you know, the greatest indicator of future performance is past results, past effort. You know, there's the quote, and I can't remember who this one is from, but it's something along the lines of, you know, he who does not learn from the past is determined to, or is destined to make the same mistakes in the future. And that's kind of really where I want to focus on today for the quick tip, is that from your past, from 2017, from past training cycles, from whatever things have happened in your running past, there's lessons in there. There are things to be learned. Sometimes the lessons are things that you want to repeat, you know? So if you look back and you go, wow, this really worked, you know, running easier or adding more miles, running fewer miles, whatever it is, whatever you can look back upon and say that really helped me for this block of training. This year is the best year of running I ever had. Why was that? Look back and try to see, are there some common themes? Did you progress more slowly? Did you do less speed work but ended up getting faster because you were running easy more often? Did you incorporate cross training this year? More rest days, work with a coach, whatever it might be. What kind of seemed like maybe it triggered your good year or your good training cycle that you can look back upon and go, ah, that was a little bit different and it made a difference. If you can identify those things, one thing, two things, whatever, dietary changes, fueling differences, whatever it might be, identify those things and go, that might be something that you want to do again. You know, if it worked before, past results strongly indicate future performance. If it worked in the past, if it worked for you this past year or the past training cycle, might want to keep doing that going forward. Now that doesn't guarantee that what worked before will work now. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? If what you've been doing was working, probably want to at least plan to continue to do that. Now you may adjust, you may learn something new, you may be exposed to something different that's going to change your course a little bit. But if things worked in the past, keep doing them in the future. And on the flip side of that, and maybe almost more important, although I think it's pretty equally important for the good and the bad, but on the flip side, if 2017 was a terrible running year for you, why? Why? What happened? Was there a life event that just made it so you didn't have the time to train that you would like to? Was there an injury? Was there just poor performance on race day? You never felt good, never had a good race. What was going on? What was wrong? What was preventing you from reaching your goals? Now you may not know for sure. You may not be able to just look back at an old training log or your Garmin data or looking up your times on Strava and be able to go, all right, this is exactly what the problem was. If only it was that easy, right? If only it was easy enough to go, oh, this is the one thing that I screwed all up on, so we'll change that for this year. But again, just like with the positives, and you might be able to spot some trends or some things that were different to you know, if it worked out positively, you're going to continue to do it. The flip side is true for the negatives. If you had a rough year, if you had a rough training cycle, if you've been battling injuries, look back and go, what could I do differently? What should I change? Clearly this past cycle, year, whatever, it didn't work very well. I didn't have a good performance. I had a hard year. How can I mix things up a little bit? Because the last thing you want to do is just continue to bang your head against the wall. The last thing you want to do is go, well, yeah, I didn't have the greatest year in 2017, but if I just keep doing what I was doing, it's going to turn around for me. Well, why would it turn around for you? Why would you assume that just continuing to do the same thing is going to all of a sudden yield, you know, dramatically different and better results? You know, again, quotes. I'm a quote guy, although I can never remember who said what. I can just remember kind of the gist of the quote, the main ideas. But the quote of the definition of insanity is to continue to do the same thing and expect different results. I think that might be Einstein, but you know how it comes when it comes to quotes on the internet. Like you see it attributed to somebody, and who knows? Maybe it was that person. Probably it wasn't, but you never know. But anyway, the quote or the main idea of that quote still rings true, no matter who said it. It's genius. You keep doing the same things and expect it to be dramatically different, the results to be dramatically different, it's probably not going to work. That applies to your running, applies to everything else in your life as well. If you had a bad year and you know, whatever you were doing, XYZ, probably don't want to continue to do XYZ. You know, maybe you need to take some advice to slow down a little bit more. Maybe your easy runs were just too fast. You were just running them too hard. So you weren't getting that recovery. You're getting that kind of burnout, that chronic cardio, which isn't a good thing. You know, running slow, running easy, listening to your body, taking a rest day. Maybe that's what you need to do. Maybe you need to take that advice that I've been preaching for a couple of years now. And you've just been holding out because logically it doesn't make sense. But if what you've been doing wasn't working, then maybe that's an area you can improve. Maybe it's cross training. Maybe it's yoga. Maybe it's whatever, strength training, dietary. What can you do to change your diet? There's so many variables that impact our running performance. And the last thing that I would encourage anybody to do is go into a new year or a new training cycle and just say, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to do, but here we go. Let's just try. Let's just change up everything. Because that doesn't help you any. But look back at your past. Look back at, hopefully you have a training journal or a training diary or something like that online, on paper, whatever it might be. But look back and try to identify some of those variables and go, all right, well, I've been doing this for 2 years and I haven't been seeing much progress. So maybe I should change this up a little bit. Again, training style, philosophy, working with a coach, changing a coach, not working with a coach, whatever it might be, getting more sleep, being more hydrated, blah, 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 blah. Again, dozens, if not hundreds, if not thousands of variables you can choose from. But if you're looking for ways to make 2018 better, or the next training cycle better, or the next month of your training better, what can you change a little bit? What can you manipulate or tweak or adjust that might make a difference for you? You know, there's so many options, and that reigns true as well. If you're coming off of a good year or a good cycle, you know, keep the things that seem like they were working. But what things can you manipulate a little bit? What can you maybe add to the mix that might help you make the next year, or the next race, even better? Okay, there's so many options. There's so many things we can do, and instead of just plowing forward, instead of just going, all right, bring it on 2018. I'm ready for you. This is going to be my best year of running ever. Like, I love that attitude. But before you get into that point, before you start moving forward again, turn around. Look behind you. Look at the past. Learn from it. It's a great teacher. You know, history is full of examples, you know, running history and you know, just world history of people that you know, the same mistake, you know, the one of the great lines from The Princess Bride, which is one of my top two or three all-time favorite movies. You know, the greatest, you know, never get involved in a land war in Asia. You know, how many great generals have lost their armies because they decided to push forward into a Russian winter and got frozen out because the Russians just continued to fall back. Happened to Napoleon, happened to the Germans in World War One, and maybe World War Two, whatever. It happened. There I go, showing my lack of history. That it happened to, I guess it happened to Hitler, so it would have had to have been World War Two, right? But anyway, I mean, those types of things, people didn't learn from the past. Wasn't their mistake originally, but it was documented and made the mistake again. What are you doing on that same front in your running? What are the things that you're not learning from? You know, I've said this before about running injuries. If you continue to deal with the same nagging running injuries over and over and over again, specifically your plantar fasciitis, your shin splints, your runner's knee, your IT band issues, you know, those are kind of the big four, but there's other things that could be involved. But if those are the big four, you continue to deal with those issues on a regular basis, maybe annual, maybe semi-annual, that's not normal. There's something that you can tweak, something you can adjust to fix that, to prevent those issues. So look back on your past, look back on the past months, past year, past multiple years, and figure out what can you do a little bit different. And you know, if you want some help, I'm here for you. You know, you can schedule a consult call. It costs you $20, $25. The price is going up, I think, in at the beginning of 2018. But either way, we'll get on the phone for 30 plus minutes to talk about whatever issue it is that you're dealing with and help you figure out, what have you been doing that hasn't been working or what have you been doing that's causing the problem, and how can we fix it? You know, I'll give you the tools, give you the direction. All you got to do is follow through with it. So, you know, we can look at those things. And as I'm getting ready to wrap up, I could keep going, but I feel like I've maybe made my point. I don't want to belabor it. Look at the past, look at what has happened, good and bad, and use that to help frame going forward. Use that to help you go, all right, What can I do to really set myself up for success in 2018? It may be working with a coach. It may not be working with a coach. It may be scheduling a call with me. It may not be scheduling a call with me. It may be something that you already know you need to do. You just need to do it. But by looking at the past, it helps us to know what better to do in the future to get those results that we're looking for, to get to where we're trying to go from a goal sense. And that leads me to the last point, which isn't in the blog post for today at all, but something that as I was speaking, it came to my mind. And I wanted to make sure to mention it. If you don't have a running log, if you don't have some type of running journal, digital, physical, I don't care, something where you can write down some details from some runs, how your body's feeling once in a while, how things are going, start one. Start one in 2018. It can be fancy. It can be something that you buy. There's actual, like, you know, for sale running journals out there that, you know, what was the distance? What was the pace? All those types of details, weather, how did you feel? Blah, 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 blah. Get one of those and start writing, start keeping track. If that's too much, or you're like me and maybe a little bit too cheap, Google Doc. Just write down in Google every day, or on that document every day, and maybe have a new document for each month or for each week or whatever system works for you. But just, all right, today I ran 8 miles at an easy pace. The average pace was 10 minutes and 12 seconds. No aches, no pains. Everything felt good. You know, today tried to run easy, but had a hard time maintaining the pace. And everything was fatigued, was tired, was hurting, was sore, whatever. Just start writing that stuff down so that next year, next training cycle, you'll have something to reference. So if you're not keeping a training journal, it can be a little bit of extra work. Sometimes it doesn't seem like it's much, that there's much there, but if/when you need to look back because something went horribly wrong and you want to look back and go, what the hell did I do? It's invaluable. It's invaluable. Hopefully you don't have those situations. Hopefully you're just having a great year. Let's look back and figure out how to make next year even better. But we all know that only happens to the select few, to the lucky ones. A lot of us do have struggles, do have issues, and having that journal in place can be just a lifesaver at the end of a training cycle or at the end of a year to look back and go, all right, oh, I started doing this year, or I stopped doing this year. I stopped making yoga a twice a week thing, and now I just do it once every couple of 3 weeks. And all of a sudden, I developed some pain in my lower back. Well, shoot, maybe that was the difference. Maybe I should get back on the yoga, you know? And then you make that change, you get back on it, and all of a sudden, the back pain starts to go away, and you start to feel better. Maybe, you know, that's an example. It's not a guarantee, but just something like that you can think of, that you can reference back at between now and the start of the new year. Which is coming quickly. As this show gets released, we got 10 days left in there, 9 days left in the year. 2018 is coming quick. What can you learn from 2017 to help make your 2018 even better? Look back on those things and get yourself set up for the new year. And again, if you listen to this in March or May or June, and you're like, oh, the new year isn't relevant. Yeah, but the next training cycle is. What are you going to do between the spring race you ran and the fall, your fall goal race, to make that race even better? Always learn from the past. It's a great teacher. It's our best teacher, and it's free. The lessons are free. It just takes a little bit of time and effort and thought to look back and reflect upon what worked and what didn't in your past. So that is the quick tip for today. Hopefully that all made sense. It's obviously something I'm a little bit impassioned about. Something that I know that I don't always do well on for myself, and something that I certainly always encourage my clients to do and try to do with my clients as well to help them go, all right, what have we been doing that was working? What isn't working? And not always just wait until the end of the year to do that, but all often every month or two, hey, you know, even if they don't know it, I'm thinking, all right, things are going well. Let's keep doing what's working. Or things aren't going well. Let's start switching some things up a little bit and see if we can't jumpstart the progress. You should be doing that all the time, or at least regularly. And it all starts from looking back and analyzing what you're doing, what you're not doing, and making those changes going forward. So that is it for today. That is, those are my thoughts. Those are the last quick tip of 2017. Hopefully that helps to set things up for a great start to 2018. And again, no matter when you're listening to this, hopefully this is timely. Hopefully this is relevant to where you are right now, to setting those next, that next wave of goals for moving forward. Look back first, then go forward. That is today's quick tip. So thanks again to Health IQ for sponsoring this episode. HealthIQ.com/DizRuns is the link. And you know, head over there, check out what might be available, what options are available, and get a quote and see if you qualify at HealthIQ.com/DizRuns. So, like I said, this is the last new quick tip. There'll be a couple of best of quick tips next week. And then a Q&A episode for the month. And then look out, world. It's 2018. Time to get going. And stay tuned, especially to next week's episodes for some more information. But I'm going to be doing a three-part webinar series on January. This is definitely timely. But January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th of 2018, looking at how to set yourself up for success in the new year. So we're talking goal setting. We're talking what you need to do planning-wise. And then actually like what the process is going to be like. So hopefully it'll be useful. Hopefully it'll be valuable. It'll all be free, but it'll be a three-part webinars. And I'll give you all those details next week, as well. And it'll be in the Facebook group. It'll be in the emails, all the places. So hopefully you'll join me for that as well. But, now we're getting past 20 minutes. So I need to shut this thing down. We're already past 20 minutes. I need to shut this thing down. Thanks again, Health IQ. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing to the show, for sharing the show, for all the things you do to grow the show. It means a lot. I hope that it's helpful for you. I hope that something that falls out of my mouth once in a while, whether it's on an interview, whether it's on a quick tip, helps you grow as a runner. That's the goal. That's the aim. Admittedly, doesn't always work out, but that's always the goal. So I'm going to keep bringing it in 2018. Hope you'll keep listening to it. All right. But, for now, thanks for listening, y'all. Have a great, holiday, rest of the holiday season. If you're listening to this right around now, happy Christmas or Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah, which I get this. I think if I'm looking at my numbers right, that's kind of started to wrap up at this point. But if you celebrate Hanukkah, hope you had a great Hanukkah. And in whatever holidays you might celebrate, happy New Year. Have a happy, safe, and blessed start to 2018. And, we'll talk again soon. All right. But until then, please be well, take care. And, see you.